All right, well, that was a grand failure. I'll be the first to admit that my knowledge of the hobo and his way...
Or her!
Yes, his or her way, my knowledge is very limited. Perhaps this album was as ill-advised as Pirate Ned Shank's current choice in trousers over there.
My mother gave me these pants.
Did someone say free pants?
No, that's a gross misunderstanding of my statement. Who are you?
Well, I'm Two-Tooth Boxcar 3-String, and I never turned down a free pair of pants.
No one said they had pants for you.
Also, never turned down a chance to help a fellow traveler out when it comes to learning about our special shared hobo heritage.
Have you got a tail?
Do I ever?
Stop looking at his backside. That's not what he meant, and we have discussed this.
That's why I carry this here guitar with me, so I can set my tails to music wherever I go.
Great, your mother must be proud.
When I meet her again in the great beyond, I'll be sure to ask her.
Beyond what?
It means she's passed on.
Passed what?
Look, Toothless Tumbleweed.
3-String.
Whatever. Look, we're pirates with a grand and noble tradition of seafaring and high adventure.
Well, hats and peg legs gave it away.
Can you teach us about hobos, or do I shoot you where you stand?
I like my art. I can do this for you.
Get shot!
Let's start with these crazy, crazy names we hobos seem to cherish so much. Two-Tooth Boxcar 3-String, Traveling Joe Bedpan, Stinky Sock Hat McGee, Itchy Lips the Third. Where do you think they come from?
Your mother's?
Sure, good answer. Too easy, I guess. But where did they get the idea?
Divine inspiration?
Baby name books?
Loving hobo fathers?
No, those are silly ideas.
I assumed you simply added hobo to your existing name. For example, I would be Hobo Pirate Captain. Correct?
Not really.
Then I don't know.
The answer is quite simple. And by simple, I mean very complicated and delivered in the form of a song.
I am suddenly uneasy.